Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The internet can be your window to the world, or an open door that lets cyber criminals in. Online theft, webcam spying, and identity fraud are all on the rise. But you can stay safe with Kaspersky Lab, the world's most awarded internet security. Kaspersky protects your money, privacy, identity, and data with technology perfected over 20 years. So keep exploring. Kaspersky Lab will keep you safe online. Learn more at Kaspersky.com.
This show is brought to you by OffWorldDesigns.com. OffWorldDesigns.com is the place where you can find the nerdiest t-shirts and more at prices that won't break the bank. OffWorldDesigns.com offers shirts from all fandoms and hobbies and even some other pretty cool stuff like messenger bags that can hold your plus one sort of awesome and so much more. You can use promo code GEEKSRULE to get 10% off your entire order. OffWorldDesigns.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to the Nerd News Network. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Friday, May 8th, 2015. How the hell are you? Well, guys, a lot has been going on this week. As you saw yesterday on the site, we...
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We talked about Konami and Kojima and what the hell's going on there. Hopefully you have downloaded PT from the PlayStation Store because you can't do it anymore! Nor can you buy them on eBay if you want to buy one of those exorbitantly priced PlayStation 4s. You can't do that because reasons, I guess. And hope you've had a chance to check out our Mortal Kombat show on the franchise last week. Coming up on the site in the next couple of days, we're going to have a movie madness, hopefully, with me, Dave, and Roebuck finally talking about the Age of Ultron. I'm hoping to do a show with Mike Blanchard, Wrestling Mike's, or Mayhem Mike's, rather, to talk about last month's pay-per-view, Extreme Rules, or Extreme Snore, depending on how you want to look at it. And finally, I've got a new botched role coming up. I talked with a couple of guys about an awesome program called Fantasy Grounds, and also talked a little bit of D&D in there as well. Well, we got a lot of really cool things coming up in today's show. I have a review towards the end of the show. We're going to talk about the Mugen new battery, the extended battery for the new Nintendo 3DS XL. Is it worth it at nearly a $90 price tag? Well, the answer may just surprise you. But we also have an interview with Charlene from Viz Media. And we're going to talk a little bit about the new Sailor Moon DVDs and Blu-rays that have recently become available. With the new one coming out, and I want to say in July, I'm almost 99% sure. But as always, we have news from around the web, and this one's going to be very TV heavy because a lot of networks are finally deciding what's coming back, what's dead, and what never was. So we're going to be talking about some of our favorite shows that didn't get picked up, some stuff going on with some of the Netflix television shows. A Doctor Who-related spinoff is making a comeback in a more unusual form. We're also going to talk about when you can get new Star Wars products this year, because The Force Awakens comes out in December. And we're also going to talk about Nintendo is doing a theme park, perhaps. And finally, did you know Skynet's real? And it's run by, well, the U.S. government. Who's surprised there? But So let's get things started off with some of the television news. In completely surprising nobody, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been picked up for a third season. Not surprising considering how well it's been performing this year. A lot better than season one, that's for sure. Although post-Winter Soldier, it was pretty good. I definitely enjoyed. Agent Carter got picked up for a second season. Can't see I'm totally surprised there. It performed well on DVR and performed respectable numbers when it was aired live. I've seen about half of it. I have to finish it up before Con Bravo this year. DC's Legends of Tomorrow got picked up. That's the Flash spinoff. And CBS ordered Supergirl to go straight to series. One of my favorite shows this year that got canceled, although supposedly, as of today, they're shopping the series around to other outlets. So maybe it'll come to Netflix, Hulu, or could be even be picked up by, say, the CW. And that's Constantine. Now, it had 13 episodes earlier this year, stopped production, I want to say in February. And it averaged about 4.5 million viewers and about a 1.4 rating. When it was airing, and that was coming out of Grimm's 6.3 million and a 1.8 rating. I personally think those numbers are strong enough to keep going, but what the hell do I know? I found out there's going to be an Uncle Buck television series with Mike Epps, so they're changing Uncle Buck to be black, and I don't know what else they're going to do with that. I like Mike Epps, I think he's funny, so I'll be very curious to see what they do with this. The Goldbergs got picked up for a third season. Can't say I'm totally surprised there. A show that got passed over, I'm actually kind of surprised about. Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo were going to reprise their characters from the National Lampoon's Vacation series, and that was going to be about them and them raising their grandkids. So I'm kind of sad that didn't get picked up, but then again, Chevy Chase is notoriously hard to work with, so I can't say I'm surprised, although I imagine there's probably a lot more to it than that, so what the hell do I know, I guess, more or less. Anyway, so let's talk about some of the Netflix shows. I finally had a chance to finish Daredevil. Amazing. Vincent D'Onofrio, I hope he gets some kind of an award for Wilson Fisk, because he is the kingpin. My God, put him in the new Spider-Man movie. That would be so badass. Anyway, so Marvel Entertainment, obviously the big guys behind, you know, Daredevil, Luke Cage, a.k.a. Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist, which will be coming out on the streaming service, has announced that Rosario Dawson is going to be coming back for Daredevil in Season 2. And the new deal that they've inked also allows her to work with the other shows, which I think is actually kind of kick-ass. Now, the series does have new showrunners for the second season, namely in the form of Doug Petrie and Marco Ramirez. One of them worked on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and American Horror Story. The other one worked on Sons of Anarchy. So I think this is going to be good. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do with the character in season two. They've introduced basically the Hand. They got Stick in there, so I'm hoping there'll be Elektra. I'm trying to think of other Daredevil villains I'd like to see. Obviously, Bullseye would be great, but I don't want them to rush it. If they introduce Elektra, I don't want her to be assassin, psi-wielding ninja until very late in the second season, if at all. And Bullseye, I'd like to see what their new kind of take on him is going to be. Mind you, honestly, if they had the money, I'd love to see them bring back Colin Farrell, because I love... Was it Colin Farrell? Yeah. I was going to say Will Farrell, but that's totally wrong. No, I loved his performance in the 2003 movie, especially. There's one point where he comes off the motorcycle, and he points to his Ford, and he's like, ah, Bullseye, get it? Bullseye? And I'm thinking, okay, that's so ridiculous. I love it. So I'd love to see that happen, but having Rosario Dawson back as the night nurse, I think that'd be pretty kick-ass. So looking forward to that later on this year. So hopefully we'll see her again in AKA Jessica Jones, which comes out later on this year. So let's talk about Doctor Who. Obviously, the show's friggin' awesome. I actually just got the 8th Doctor Sourcebook from Cubicle 7, which I am working into a bots role probably sometime very soon. I want to talk about source books specifically, but one of the cooler spinoffs that's come out of that show outside of the Sarah Jane Chronicles was a little show called Torchwood. And a couple of years ago, there was a television miniseries called Miracle Day, which kind of sucked. However, though, as with the Doctor Who franchise, they always have this really huge background with audio dramas. And some of them are really, really well done. I know the Eighth Doctor has a few, and other previous incarnations of the Doctor, those actors that are still alive and performing, will do cameos or do bit parts. Either way, it's almost always the original cast. So, Torchwood's actually getting one. So what's going to happen is there's going to be a 6-part series that gets everybody who's still alive back together for a new adventure. So what they're saying is, and I'm actually going to read this verbatim, is a 6-part series will see the return of members of the Torchwood team from the TV series once more for new adventures. With each part of the monthly series focusing on a different member of the crew as a mysterious event impacts them upon different ways before bringing them all together for future stories. It won't be the first time that this has happened. Turns out there was one a couple years ago that starred Jack, Gwen, and Yanto, and that was for the Large Hadron Collider. It kind of sucked, so I hear. Now, there's also going to be more audio dramas. There's going to be ones based on Kate Stewart in Unit. She's the daughter of the Brigadier. And they're also allowing Big Finish to get into the new Who era. So this totally means there could be audio dramas involving the 9th, 10th, and 11th Doctors. It's a very good possibility. Now, they're also going to bring, for the Torchwood stuff, obviously John Barrowman's going to be back as Captain Jack. They haven't revealed any more of the cast, but hopefully we'll see more people like Owen, Toshiko, and Yanto. So, it'd be very interesting to see where this sort of fits into the continuity, considering how Miracle Day kind of, you know, the less we talk about Miracle Day, the better. But anyway, the first of this audio drama is going to come out in September, where it's called Torchwood, The Conspiracy. So be looking for that. Speaking of September, it's going to be a good month because, hey, new Star Wars crap is going to be on shelves. Star Wars The Force Awakens products are coming out at midnight on September 4th at 12:01 a.m. with stores opening up for Midnight Madness. And it's ridiculous. So evidently, Joss Silverman, he's the Executive Vice President for Global Licensing and Disney Consumer Products, has says every lightsaber, every action figure, and every Lego set tells a story for generations of Star Wars fans. And this global event is a celebration of those stories. We are excited to be part of the countdown to this enormous movie moment. And he's not wrong. In fact, they actually want you to share your experiences on social media. So they want you to put Force Friday, Midnight Madness. There's going to be, like, toys, comic books, video games, apps, lifestyle accessories. I don't know what the hell that means. I might get into some of the Star Wars Black series. I'm probably just going to... I might buy one of the droids. If there's a good FX lightsaber, maybe. If there's the Crossguard one for Rylo Ken, maybe I'll take a look at it. I like the Master Replicas, but obviously they haven't had the license for a number of years, and I'm not huge on the new Hasbro builds. I just don't think they're as good as the Master Replicas, but then again, you get what you pay for. So, I digress. What we're going to do right now is we're actually going to take a break, and we're actually going to talk to Charlene from Viz Media about Sailor Moon. So we'll be back, guys, right after myself. Hey guys, welcome back to the Nerd News Network. And well, one of the neat things that I get a chance to do on this show is I get a chance to talk to various cool people that are involved in some of our favorite animation projects. It could be stuff like Pokemon, it could be Death Note, but in this particular case, we're going to be talking about Sailor Moon. I've got on the line Charlene Ingram, and she's the Senior Manager of Animation Marketing for Viz Media. And we're going to be talking about the newest releases of the Sailor Moon anime, which is, when I say new, I mean it's the older show, But now it's been redone, so to speak. But I'm not going to bore you with how I interpret it. I want to see what she's got to say about it. So without any further ado, let's welcome Charlene to the show.
Hi, really great to be with you this afternoon.
Absolutely. So you guys sent this to me a little while ago, and I was a big fan of Sailor Moon growing up, and I noticed there are some definite changes to this particular release. So if fans have the older releases, what can they expect from this new one?
Well, first and foremost, this is completely unedited, uncensored, uncut. So when Sailor Moon first made its debut in North America on broadcast, it was heavily edited and cut to meet broadcast standards of the mid-90s. So a lot of those elements that were in original Japanese Sailor Moon were cut for various reasons. So partially for time, partially for content. So these releases of Sailor Moon have an all-new, completely uncut dub, and you get to see all of the footage. So people who are familiar with the Sailor Moon tale will definitely feel at home, but when you look into it, you're just going to get a whole lot more of the true story, a lot more in-depth. You're going to see what Sailor Moon was meant to be all along.
So what was some of the elements that went into putting this new release out onto Blu-ray and onto DVD?
Well, it was and continues to be a humongous project. It's, you know, very, very, very few anime series or a pop culture phenomenon like Sailor Moon is. But it also was originally released in Japan in 1992, so it was a much different time. Materials were handled very differently back then. So when we first started working with the tapes and the materials for Sailor Moon, just the age was a factor. Not everything was available, and it was gathering what we could access with the help of the licensor, that, you know, the help with Japan, just getting whatever we could to try to put out the best thing we possibly could, really do justice to Sailor Moon. So that was one of the challenges, and it continues every week. There's always, you know, the team is working really, really hard on it. Also, just, you know, the casting, the script, everything has just been, it's an amazing process. I mean, it's, you kind of take for granted just being able to sit back and just watch and enjoy Sailor Moon, but once you get really, really into it, it's like an onion, you keep unveiling more and more and more. Also, what we've, you know, really been working on to make the release different is adding new extra features. Again, you know, back in the early 90s in Japan, of course, DVD wasn't a format, and extra features just weren't as robust as they are today. So creating new extra features and, you know, really reaching out to that fan base to help create them and the voice actors, because not a lot was really created back then. And what has been like old commercials and old promo spots, they're just not available. So it's just, overall, it's been a really big challenge, but one that's been so rewarding, just to see the fans' faces light up when they get to experience Sailor Moon again, and kind of, you know, being able to experience it, like the true Japanese version, you know, to have that Japanese version and that uncut English dub on there. So it's just been, it's really been an amazing experience, but, you know, a lot of work, just like being a Sailor Guardian. Yeah, you get to do the cool stuff, but it's a lot of work to get there.
So one of the things that I noticed, as you mentioned, there's a new voice cast. And like you said, it's a lot closer to the original Japanese. Do you think that'll be something that will be jarring the fans because we're used to the old DIC release? I know here in Canada, that's the one a lot of us kind of grew up on.
Yes and no. You know, change is always a little, you know, a little difficult, but the, you know, the fans have really adapted to this cast. And especially when you listen to the original Japanese performances compared to these English performances, the English cast was chosen by the team in Japan all the way up to the top. And not only did they have to have that acting skill and that passion, they really tried to match the performances of the original Japanese. So when you're going from Japanese to English, it's very, there isn't any dissonance there. So it's very, you know, similar. It's very comfortable in that way. So it gives, you know, it gives a new and unique experience. Not, you know, not to say that the, you know, the early 90s dub in America, you know, I grew up on that too, and I have a special place in my heart for that. But just seeing it all uncut, it really, it's a really quick adjustment, I think. And that's, you know, that's a lot of the feedback we've been getting on it.
What do you think is the one thing about these two releases right now that will probably make fans the most happy?
Well, what's currently out is Sailor Moon Season 1, Part 1 and Part 2. Part 1 has the limited edition. It's the biggest thing that fans are going to notice compared to previous releases, I think, are the uncut, you know, the uncut and unaired episodes. So Episode 2 in particular, which is a really great episode for Umino, and Episode 45 and 46, the end of Sailor Moon, that was extremely different in the original English version. And I'm not going to say why, because it's super spoilery, even though it's 20-year-old spoilers. I'm not going to be the girl to do that.
Fair enough. So if people wanted to pick these up, where should they be looking, and about how much should they be expecting to pay?
Well, every retailer is different. You can find the limited editions definitely wherever anime is sold. So if you have a retailer that really supports anime, you will find the limited editions there. The DVD, you can find in places like Walmart, a lot of mass market retailers. For the Blu-ray, the limited edition, we recommend stores like Right Stuff, which has been a really big supporter of Sailor Moon. Of course, Amazon Canada. You know, wherever you buy anime, it's very widely available. But I will say on the releases, we always do really cool pre-order bonuses for the limited editions and the second set. So right now, you can currently pre-order Sailor Moon R Part 1, and you can get a really cool gold coin that looks like Usagi's brooch for Sailor Moon R if you pre-order that through Right Stuff.
Ooh, and when is that supposed to come out?
That is coming out this July, and that has a really cool thing that was not so much in Season 1 because it wasn't in Season 1, but one of the cool challenges and victories, I'd say, about this new release of Sailor Moon in the casting of it, all of the characters needed to be able to sing as characters because, as you know, being a Sailor Moon fan yourself, there's a lot of singing in Sailor Moon, especially in later seasons. So on Sailor Moon R Part 1, when Rei has her concert, her debut as an idol, the actress for Rei, Christina V, is singing Eternal Melody, just like Michie Tomizawa sang as Sailor Mars in the original Japanese version. So music rights are extremely difficult, not only with Japan, but with anime in general. So anytime an anime song can be localized, it's a very, very big deal.
Well, I gotta say, I'm definitely looking forward to this, and we'll probably bring you back again in July to talk about Sailor Moon R.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that was my interview with Charlene Ingram. Once again, she's the senior manager for animation marketing for Viz Media. So be sure to go check out this pre-order for Sailor Moon R. I know I'm looking forward to it. The gold coin definitely was the right push that I needed to slap down the good old plastic on this one. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for this interview. So now back to myself on the Nerd News Network. Let's jump back into things, continuing on with something that's kind of awesome. Not a full theme park per se, but who's to say that couldn't happen down the road? That's right, Nintendo's going to be working with Universal Studios theme parks. So earlier this week, they've announced that the immersive experiences will include major attractions at Universal's theme parks and will feature Nintendo's most famous characters and games. Spectacular dedicated experiences based on Nintendo's wildly popular games, characters, and worlds. Countless times, the idea of a theme park has been debated and discussed, and there have been rumors in various forms, says Nintendo President Satoru Iwata had said back in 2010. But at the present moment, there are no concrete plans. So this is going to be awesome. Now, this isn't the first time there's been video game theme parks. There was like a Resident Evil one with like paintball guns or airsoft a couple years ago. They had one for Monster Hunter. I know there's like Gundam, Ava, and Godzilla ones. But this is the first time I think this is going to happen in a big way, at least here in North America. So this is going to be awesome. Man, I would love a Metroid experience. Like, they give you, like, I don't know, like an airsoft Samus arm cannon. They give you, like, a helmet that colors your world green or something. Obviously, Mario Kart go-kart racing is a no-friggin'-brainer. I don't know how they'd integrate items and stuff, because I can see that so being not safe. But there's so much possibilities, or having, like, I don't know, like, Worlds of Smash or something. Or, I don't know, there's just so much cool crap these guys could do. It's gonna be awesome. I imagine they'll probably partner with someone like, I don't know, maybe like the Rainforest Cafe and do Donkey Kong's Rainforest Cafe or something. I don't know, that's what I would do if I was gonna do this. But yeah, I still think that's tremendously badass that this is even going to happen. I just wonder what it's going to mean. Obviously, I'm a big chunk-a-dunk dude. I'm not going on many rides. But I've been to Universal Studios Hollywood very, very briefly. I'd be very curious to see what they would do for that. I haven't been to Universal Studios Florida. So I wonder what they could do with that. Maybe they had like a Mario Land thing. And I don't know, man. It'd be really really awesome if they could do like kind of like how they did with that show Guts with the Astro Crag. Do something with like a Mario Mushroom Kingdom thing. I don't know. Just spitballing. Okay, last story this week is the NSA has an actual Skynet program. That's right, the World Killing Machine. Actually, no. Although, the NSA is a part of this. As reported by The Intercept today, is the NSA does have a program called Skynet, but unlike the thing that's going to kill humanity, what this thing does is this thing uses phone metadata to track the location and call activity of suspected journalists. One of the people that was suspected of this was actually a journalist for Al Jazeera, allegedly after he was placed on a terrorist watch list, which was kind of funny. So, man, I don't even want to pronounce this guy's name, but he's the bureau chief for Al Jazeera. Got tracked by Skynet after he was identified by U.S. intelligence as a possible Al-Qaeda member and assigned a watch list number. A Syrian national, this guy, can't pronounce his name, Zaidan, had scored a number of exclusive interviews with senior Al-Qaeda leaders, including Osama bin Laden himself. So Skynet uses phone data, Skynet uses phone location and call metadata from bulk phone records to deter or to detect suspect patterns into the physical movements of suspect and their communication habits. So yeah, it's kind of cool. So it looks basically where you've been and kind of correlates the data to dates and everything. It looks for weird behaviors, like are you obsessively switching your like SIM card? Are you swapping your handset? Are you only getting incoming calls? Stuff like that. That's kind of crazy. There actually is one, which is kind of funny. They actually do have something that's like the real Skynet, although it's one called Monster Mind. What this thing does, it's a defense surveillance system that would instantly and autonomously neutralize foreign cyber attacks against the U.S. and could be used to launch retaliatory strikes as well. Under this program, algorithms, which would scour massive repositories of metadata and analyze it to differentiate it from normal network traffic coming from anonymous or malicious traffic. Armed with this knowledge, the NSA could instantly and autonomously identify and block a foreign threat. However, Edward Snowden, you know, the big whistleblower, had said that this program could one day be designed to return fire automatically without human intervention against an attacker. Because an attacker could tweak malicious code to avoid detection, and a counterstrike would be more effective in neutralizing future attacks. That's kind of nuts. Just, it's amazing what you can do with computers these days. It really is, and slightly terrifying. Okay, so as promised, I do have a review for this show. What this cool thing is this is a battery for your new 3DS XL, and it's the Mugen Power 6250 mAh extended battery. And what this thing is, it's, well, like I said, it's a battery. But this thing is friggin' huge, however, not uncomfortable. So what happens is you get the battery in the mail, and it comes with a battery door cover, which will match your existing color of the new 3DS XLs. Not necessarily the new, like, Majora's Mask, but I'm pretty sure the bottom of that one's just black anyhow. So you swap this thing on, and what it promises is, like, 3.5 times as long for this thing to work. And you know what? I'm actually not totally surprised that it's as effective as it says. And what I mean by that is, when you look at just how many, like, how much capacity is in this thing, like I said, 6250, it's ridiculous. In fact, it promises something like 10 days plus on standby. I play my 3DS, I wouldn't say super often, but often enough that I've had this thing sitting on my shelf in standby mode for about a week and change. That battery light has not changed color at all. You can get, when you're actually playing with it, you can get like well over 10 hours of play out of it. I think I got something like, man, I'm trying to remember. Probably around 12 or more, at least. I mean, I really can't think of anything bad to say about this battery. And you might be saying, but Mike, it's $90. Yeah, but the fact that you don't have to swap out your battery or you have to be tethered to a wall for it, that's kind of enough to get me to not, you know, worry about the price. I mean, what it's promising on a single charge is between 12.5 to 25 hours of 3DS gameplay. DS game, you can get between 25 and 42 hours, and in sleep mode, it'll last 10.5 days. I'm pretty sure that sleep mode should be like 14 at least. That's the way it seems like it's behaved with me. Because it's such a big battery, it does kind of change the shape of your 3DS. And that might be an issue for some people playing a game like, say, Smash Brothers. I've had to adapt my play style a little bit with it, but once you get used to it, the trade-off is more than well worth it. Like, the fact that I can have a battery that could last, like, 25 hours, that's, like, so many car trips. That's so many trips to the airport. That's just you charging this thing up, rocking and rolling. Now, you do have to charge it a very specific way for the first couple times. Like, let it... Although you're never supposed to let it completely drain. That's what the instructions say. Finally, one of the nice things they do is they actually give you the screwdriver included for you to take off the back of your 3DS to put this thing in. Though, keep your original battery, you know, just in case. But these guys do offer a 365-day warranty. They got free returns. Their customer service has been utterly fantastic. So I'm going to post a link to this. I really think you guys should pick this up. It's fantastic. As of right now, for the next, like, 8 hours or whatever, you can get free shipping to Canada. Like I said, I cannot tell you enough about this. It makes my 3DS reviewing so much easier. So, yeah, that's pretty much how it's been this week. That's how we've talked about Skynet, we talked about Star Wars, we talked about television, and we also had a chance to talk with some pretty awesome people over at Viz. So, hopefully you guys will have a fantastic weekend. I know I'm going to be playing a lot of Call of Duty Advanced Warfare because I'm going up to my 4th or 5th Master Prestige now. So, yep, I'm a dude, bro. But anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard, and I'll catch you guys again next time right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my god, there's snot on my face! And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm now joined Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico. Holy shit. Oh my gosh, freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at pronobozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.